above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead. Lifted high, exalted.
Good morning and praise the Lord. That song right there should have got you up this morning. If you in your bed and feel like it's, that you don't want to get up and do nothing, that song right there should have got you up. If you walking down the street over there in our international waters and you feeling down low, that song should have got you up. Because there's nothing better than the name of Jesus and calling on him, because you and I both know exactly what he can do and who he is in our life. He is our Savior. There is none other. If someone tell you that there's another, then they're telling you the untruth. It is nothing like the name of Jesus, and it's nothing more powerful and lovable than raising your hands and exalting him, just giving him the exaltation for who he is, for what he did for us. He saved a sinner like you and I. All we have to do is surrender all. Surrender all. That's all we need to do. Again, when we lift our hands, we can come to him in holy praise, because we know that it is only because of him that you and I are here today, that this world is still going on, whether it's in a matter of chaos or not. It is still going on because of Jesus. So we must always, no matter what, no matter how we feeling, no matter what the circumstances or the situation is to exalt Jesus on high. Minister Takeda, good morning. I'm sorry if I did not say good morning. I say good morning to each and every person that's on the line this morning, just thanking God for who he is, thanking him that he allowed you, he chose you on this morning to come with us and break the bread of life so we can drink the living water. Minister Takeda, if you're on the line, please go ahead and bring us in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to everyone also. Good morning to you, Minister Needle, and all of ADM. I would like to take this moment to say I hope and pray that with the prayer of God that everyone take this day and go face forward strong for God and put your best foot forward with the plans of the word of God. And with that being said, Jesus Christ, I thank you this morning just for giving us the power of life, for opening our eyes this morning, oh God. That alone, Lord, let us know that that is a blessing in itself. And I thank you, oh God, for this is a gift that many do not have, did not receive this morning, oh God. And we thank you. Thank you, God, for all the things that you are bringing forth that's blessed throughout this day, oh God. May we cherish and hold all blessings, small and big, God, that's from you, oh God. May we know what's the difference between what's your blessings and blessings of the world, oh God. Help us, God, to see the difference, God. Give us the strength and give us the know, oh God. May we walk in your honor, oh God. May we grace your honor, oh God. May we reach to the heavens, Lord, and pour down strength from you, oh God, every day, each moment, every second, every living millisecond, oh God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost. We love you. And I'd like to honor you, oh God, with these things, oh God, with your works, oh God, with your works, doing the things that you have me to do, God, only you, holy, oh God, not of man, oh God. We love you, oh God. We lift you, oh, we exalt you on high, oh God, we exalt you, oh God. All things, God, we know that all blessings come from you, oh God. And we know, God, it is sure blessings, God, that we are not always, have not always been righteous, God, but you have held a righteous oath to us, God, for us to stand up to, God. And I thank you, God, even when we were not right, oh God, you made us right, and you did not leave us in the wilderness, oh God. And I thank you, oh God. And I love you, oh God. May the Spirit, please, Lord, continue, Lord, to work in us, Lord, and do a thing of new old in us, oh Lord. Please, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the light, oh God. You're doing a new thing in God's people, God, and I thank you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for the gift. Please, God, make we stand strong. May we stand strong, God, in your love and your presence, oh God. You are the way, the truth, and the light. We see this, Lord, now. I see this now, Lord. May the world see this now, Lord. We are heirs, Lord. May God know May we know, Lord, we are heirs unto riches and righteousness and royalties, oh God. Thank you, God, for opening our eyes and allowing us to see these things, oh God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We all can attest that Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the life. And on today, that's one of the things that we want. This week in itself was just a very powerful week, and we look forward to the teachings on prayer. But just the fact that Jesus gave us God gave us an open line of communication to Him when Jesus appeared and He died and He died for us and He was risen again and the Holy Spirit was there. And one thing that I want to speak about today is knowing that the Holy Spirit is truly there. The Holy Spirit is truly here within us. And just as it was spoken earlier throughout the week, that God is not going to fight for a position in your life. He's not going to fight, but He will make the provision for you. He will make the provision for the tools that's needed. Jesus left us with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He left us with the power source that can lead us and guide us. And we should be so grateful and so elated for that. And I really think that those that's not in tune with the Holy Spirit, you can't wake up and be grateful for life. You can't understand what people really mean. You can't understand that God is so faithful to us. He's just our mercy. He's the person that woke us up in the morning. He's the person that leads us through the day. He's just our everything. And the names that He has, they just fit in to help us get from, just let us know who He is, so we'll never forget. Because each and every last one of those names, they have a meaning, because there was a work done to identify who He was in those sense. And I just think in general that people honestly really do not know the power of God. People really and honestly do not give enough praise or enough elation to who God truly is. And it's now in this time that He is teaching us. He's teaching us who He is. He's calling on us. He's tugging on us. We may even feel stings. We may even be bruised. We may even be going through something that we've never been through before, but He's there. He's there because He's everywhere. He's there in the situation because He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. He's there because He's giving you the channel to communicate with Him. He's there because He's sending people to let you know that you need to receive Christ as your personal Savior. And He's there because even when your enemies, that weapon, that song, or that phrase, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, the weapon may form. We all know that. It forms every single day. A weapon forms. But because of God being there, because of you having your personal relationship with Him, because of your transformation of the mind, because of you created, as God to creating you a clean heart, those weapons do not prosper because you realize and know who your Father is. You realize and know, as Minister Chiquita prayed, that you are heirs of Christ. You realize and know, as Paul knew, that he had the authority to cast off demons, cast off the different things. But we must realize that we do not do things by ourselves. So again, we have to take self out of the situation and then examine yourself and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and to lead you and to guide you. And it is so important. It's so important. I sit back and I look at people, and this just may be me, but I just can't understand how they're not happy or they're miserable when they have a new day, when a new day has come, a new dawning has come, or they're miserable because every little situation aggravates them, but they're not looking at the fact that, yeah, I got a situation, but I'm alive. I am alive. That is the most powerful. I'm so grateful just for life. No matter what I go through in the day's time, at the end of the day, I'm always telling God, I may have had a rough day today, but you chose me to be alive on this day. You allowed your Holy Spirit to protect me and to unction me, to let me know, don't do it this way. Don't do it this way. Don't whatever. And I just want to remind people, just remind people how much God loves us and how and what he put together just for you and I, how he created things, how he made things happen so we would not perish, but we could have eternal life. And we need to understand that, and we need to recognize that, and we need to stop just giving him our back to say, okay, well, I need you today, but I don't need you because you already, that situation was fixed. The situation was fixed, but that don't mean God fixed it. That don't mean that you are in his place, his presence. That mean that you could possibly be with Satan and his diabolical imps, because that's where your living is. That's where your mindset is. But see, God allows that Holy Spirit to just keep nagging, keep nagging, keep nagging, not in a bad way, but in a way of correction, to let you know you need to get this right. You need to get things right. You need to turn things around. You need to be led by the Spirit and do everything truthfully. Do everything truthfully, because regardless of the things that we do, we may think we fooling man, but God sees everything. And when we get to that point in our life that we do not want to disappoint God, then things start turning around for you. Then you are coming to a place because you realize that he is your very existence, that you realize that he's the one that controls everything. You realize that only him knows the day, the time, the hour when we will be no more. Only he knows that. He knows the very hairs that you have on your body. He knew you before you even came out of your mother's womb. When you get that concept, then you get to a place where everything becomes mind over matter. I have to think about this thing. I have to remember who I am sitting, who I'm sinning against, who I'm cursing against, who I'm just sitting and saying, I don't need you on today. But then when the situation comes tomorrow, you need him again. God is not deserving of that. God is not deserving of that. God is deserving of everything that we have to give him. God is deserving for us to come with a mindset to strive for excellency, because that's who he is. He's majesty, he's majesty. He's honored. He should be honored in every single thing that you do. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we're constantly going to make mistakes. We're not perfect, but we can strive to make a difference. And we strive to make the difference by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, so the Holy Spirit could be our power source, so the Holy Spirit could be the person that thinks for us, the person that tells us when to take one step, which way to take the step. When the person sitting and when that power surge that let us know, no, you're doing this the wrong way, you need to do it this way. That power surge that sit and tell you when your enemies come up around you that it's a radar there. See, that wisdom and that discernment just comes up. I don't know, some of you may not be old enough. It used to be a movie, Lost in Space, and the robot used to send out alerts. And see, that's where the Holy Spirit is. And I thank God for it, because we do realize that there are sheep amongst the wolves, and sometimes we fall prey to the wolves. And then we put ourselves in a place. But if you are rooted and grounded, you may not catch every situation. Like I said, weapons form all the time. But it puts you in a place where you go back no more. No matter how people come to you and call you, as it's been taught long ago, I had to be taught. You forgive, but you keep moving on. You help if they're hungry. You help in your feeding. But it's no longer for me to sit at the table and feast with you because, see, I decided that I wanted to feast at the table with God. I decided that I wanted to sit there. I made a conscious decision that I do not want to perish. I accepted the Holy Spirit into my life and said, okay, you have your way. And every day, every single day, I'm being taught something. Every single day that I get on this broadcast, the Holy Spirit teaches me something because I'm not equipped, but he is well equipped. And this is why he also brings the apostle in to pick up the pieces where he has not equipped me or anybody else to fulfill what needs to be said, because that's how much he loves us. See, a lot of people sit and they want to hear all good things. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to know how God truly feels every time that we turn our back on it. They don't want to know how God has made provision after provision after provision for us in life. They want to hear all the sweet things because that's what most churches do. That's what most pastors do. They get up and they tell you the things that you want to hear to keep you coming back. But the Holy Spirit tells you the things that's needed to help correct you, because what's most important is your salvation. Your salvation is what's most important. Nothing else is. The cars, the houses. Oh, if you give me $35, the Spirit of the Lord says, no. The Holy Spirit, when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're going to speak truth, because God, that's how God, he speaks in truth and spirit and truth. And he is a man that he shall not lie. So being that who he is, just understand the comforter, just knowing who God is, just understand what he has left you here on earth to help you get through your next phase, to help you go through when you're drowning, to throw that lifeline out in your bed of affliction, to heal you if that's what you're asking for. And if it's not to heal you, it's to give you peace through the midst of your storm. It's to help you weather the storm that you have. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. If you look at the fruits of the Spirit, it's nothing, no anger in there, no hate in there, nothing harsh. Everything is about love, joy, peace, happy. All of the fruits of the Spirit, the characteristics are right there to let you know what type of God that we serve. It lets you know that we are not to have anger issue, temperament. Although God has his temperament, he has righteous indignation sometimes, but that's when you get to the point where you just refusing, as the Israelites, as the people in the old, just continuously, no matter how he was there for him, just constantly shut him out. Whatever provisions he made, it still wasn't enough. And we have people today that's the same way. I know, because I've lived it, and I'm just thanking God that he just didn't say enough is enough for you. I'm shutting you down. And I had to think about that when I was laying on my bed of affliction and sit and say, okay, well, is this the end? I'm not ready for it to be the end. I'm ready to do right for you. And I still came back after he healed me and did exactly what the Israelites did, because you know why? That's the mindset that we have. We have the mindset that we can continuously do what we want to do, and God is a forgiving God, and he's going to forgive us over and over and over again. Well, I'm here to tell you, with the Israelites, he opened up the earth, and thousands of them, they died. I'm here to tell you that I no longer want to sit and take that gamble with God. He's been nothing but merciful to me. He's been nothing but giving to me. He's been my protector. He's been my healer, my way maker. He's been the person that sat and allowed me to open my eyes. He's the person that I cry out to now when my problems are bigger than me. I have a friend, and my friend is in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that's here to lead me and to guide me. My tears stay right there, and I don't have to worry about nobody coming back and bringing things that I felt that I needed to share back against me. I'm putting it in the hand of a person that's going to make a master plan to get me out of my weariness, to get me out of whatever I have going on with me in my life. I'm trusting God to deliver me. I'm trusting God for my success. I'm trusting God for whatever he has, the progress that he's making in my life. I didn't do it by myself. I knew. I got to the point. I got tired of being sick and tired of being the same miserable person every single day of my life. So now, because I've allowed them to come in, I've allowed Holy Spirit to come in and be my guide. Songs just lift me up. Words, I could be sitting and reading the Bible and I jump up right quick and say hallelujah and people looking at me crazy and strange, but I'm to the place it don't matter because my relationship is with God. It's not with man. I'm at a place now where I can sing when I'm not happy. I'm at a place when tears are coming. I can turn those tears of pain into joy because I realize that I have a covering that's over me. I realize that I have, that God, while I'm going through, God is touching certain people to sit and say, she can't go through this by herself. Now, she came to me. She can't go through this by herself. So I'm coming to you in secrecy, and I need you to be praying with her. I need you to help her get pulled through this situation because, see, she's not at a place right now where she's seeing exactly what's going on. Vision may still be a little blurry or cloudy, so I need you to help her get through it. That's where I'm at right now, and that's where you need to be right now. We need to make a conscious decision today, not keep putting off today, to make Jesus your personal Savior, because we don't, Scripture says, that we don't know the day or the time. You can be in the midst of saying, Father, I'm stopped, and it's too late. It didn't come out, or please, for, and it don't come out. I don't understand while we sitting, and I do understand because I was there, and I still have to, like I said, I'm not a perfect person. I have issues every single day. I just know to cast them at my Father's feet and not pick them up the next day. And if I pick them up, if I pick it back up, I immediately try to sit and say, didn't you just tell God that you wasn't going back that way today? So why are you doing it? And I quickly right then and there put myself in a place of repentance and asking God for forgiveness. And that's where we have to wear a repentance. We have to have a repentant spirit on board all the time. You cannot sit and say, okay, well, when I get home, I'm going to do this. No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go before an altar and lay your problems there. God is everywhere. God examines our heart. The Holy Spirit lives within. It's internal. It lives within. So you can do whatever you need to do at that point in time. You can be in a place wherever you're at. It doesn't matter. See, when I was growing up, I was told that you got to get in front of this altar. You got to go to your knees, and you have to pray, and you have to do this. But because of my teachings, traditions, traditional things, that I was taught throughout the years are slowly being moved away because I realized where God has me at right now is where he wanted me to be. It's not where man wanted me to be. It's where he wanted me to be. And how you know when God wants you to be steadfast and immovable in a place, no matter how many daggers, how many storms, no matter what people say, what they think, you're not going to move. You are not going to move because you are there. You're holding on to God's unchanging hand with the knowing that he will bring you through. And see, if I didn't take his unchanging hand, I'd be at a place right now where I'm right back still in my mess because I would have had to turn around. But when you make a conscious decision that you're tired of going around that same old mountain over and over, seeing the same thing over and over, feeling the same way over and over, making no progression in your life because you're taking the same footsteps over and over, then you make a conscious decision that I have decided to follow Jesus. That's a song. I have decided to follow Jesus. And then you look back no more. Yeah, you have memories. I always have memories. My memories are the memories that Kate teaches me not to go back into this. I can laugh about some. I can cry about some. And some I feel so shameful. But because God is not a God of shame, I try not to even go into that meal pocket. I stay in a place, a happy place, even when I'm sad. I stay in a place of forgiving. Even when I feel like at one point in time, the word hate wanted to come out of my mouth. But I stay in a place because, see, I realize that God has me in that place. And how do I know? It's because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. I no longer own myself. The Holy Spirit is what controls me. And that's what I urge you all today, to make Jesus Christ. Like Minister Cheetah said, God, Jesus is the true, the way, and the life. Your Jesus' life is our life. No, we did not sit and fit. We didn't have the nails driven in our hands and our feet, and we didn't take the natural whippings that he do. But every single day, we take some type of whipping because God said we need to pick up our cross and bear it every day. That right there lets me know that I may go through some type of trial or tribulation. But the Holy Spirit is there to help you get through that. The scripture also says that God will carry you through, and that's who's carrying you through from your next place to the next. But it requires obedience. It requires discipline. It requires you to constantly keep going over the same thing. When I say the same thing, reminding yourself that I must be obedient, reminding yourself that I must be disciplined in this area, reminding yourself that I can't go back into the old things because I'm not conformed to this world anyway. My mindset should be set up higher. My standards should change. My principles should change. I should apply my core values to myself within this life. And this is how I live, and this is why I sit and say to you, God has made a plan for you, and that plan is for you to have great things, not for you to live have a disastrous life. But we always give up on him. We always give up on God. God never leaves us. We always give up on him. And in this day and time, when Jesus died on that cross for you and I, and he went down, and then he resurrected, that we resurrected. We resurrected with him. We resurrected to a point where we can have eternal life. We resurrected where we didn't have to. You don't have to sit and worry if you're going to hell or not. You get on your feet. You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you start making changes in your life. You start listening, get folk out your ear, folk that's trying to sit and keep you down because they don't want to be where you're at, and they sit and they keep you down, and you lose out. You got to go back around the mountain because you entered into a place that you didn't supposed to enter into because God had already shut the door for you. And I'm a witness of that. I prayed and asked God several times to shut doors for me, and he'll shut them, and then I'll go back and open them, and my circumstances get worse. And I'm here to tell you today, stop going backwards. Stop stop putting God behind you and allow him to be ahead of you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you, and stop leaning on your own understanding. Stop getting to a place where things are not moving fast enough for you. And remember that you're not on your timing, but you are on God's timing. Stop getting into a place where you constantly putting others down, because you really, that jealousy spirit, that is an ugly spirit. That is such an ugly spirit. And God, the scripture said, God is a jealous God, because he wants nobody, wants no other God before him. Jealousy is some people God. Backbiting is some people God. Talking on the phone and gossiping is some people's God. And those key components right there is what keep us from hearing and being led by the Holy Spirit. Because we too worried about what other people got going on. When you got a certain, you got situations every single day in your life, because all of us do. It's how we deal with the situation. But because we don't, we're in a place where we are not trying to let the Holy Spirit lead us, we stay in turmoil. We stay in what man calls hell, because you choose not to come up out of your hell and go into a place where God is trying to give you rest. He provided us a shelter place. He provided us where he will protect us. He's provided us with everything that we need. And if you don't have it on today, trust and believe, if you get it because you prayed to God, he was the one that made it happen for you. Because of where you're at in Christ, Christ is the head of your life. Because you are in a place where you have surrendered and you're working, you're striving. I love the word striving, to make a difference in your life. You're not staying at the same place. And some of us have people that want to stay in the same place. It's up to you if you're going to let them pull you down back in the hole, or are you going to climb out yourself. No matter how hard the struggle is, you climb out. You remember that you're on a battlefield, and you got to keep moving, because this is how you're going to save your life. Because if you stay right there where the bomb was thrown, then you or you don't know if somebody's coming back to chase you, to kill you, because you're on that battlefield. So it's called survival. Surviving to allow the Holy Spirit to take you to the next level. Get out of your old ways and go into the newness. Go into the joy, the peace, the happiness. Even if you're going into it with pain, even if you're going into it afraid, it's okay, because God accepts us just where we are. He accepts us. You just have to surrender. You have to throw your hands. And I'm just saying this because this is how I surrender. I throw my hands up and I tell God, you take all of me, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And even sometimes I get so spiritual that I start talking about my arteries and my veins, because I want to make sure that the blood is still flowing through my body. I want to make sure that I don't miss the beat. And then when I make a spill, I go back and I clean that spill up, and I say, Father, forgive me, I made a spill today. But please, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back, Father. I want to continue to move forward, because I want the prize. And I'm just not talking about the prize of eternal life. I want the prizes and the gifts and the blessings that he has for me here on earth. I want to live a certain way. Yeah, I've lived that way before, but see, I was missing a key component. I didn't live it for God. I lived it for man. I allowed Satan to be the head of my life. But now I've changed that. I've made God be the head of my life by accepting his son, Jesus Christ, as my personal savior. And I guess I've said so much, but that's what the cry is. That's what my cry is. Because I never want people to keep going through the same thing that I went through over and over, especially when God has given us a way out, especially when he's parted the Red Sea, especially when you was drowning, he sent you that life preserve. especially when you sat and said, when the doctor gave you one report and God said, you know what, I'm going to turn this thing around. And God is in the turning season right now, and a lot of us don't even know. We so caught up on what other people got going on, what's going on in the world, that we're not even recognizing what God has for us is for us. I spoke with someone yesterday that let me know that the pandemic has been the best thing that happened to them in their life because it gave them a time to sit down and pay attention to what God was leading them to, sat down and let them go back to old business plans and different things like that. And now they're venturing out. See, when we get caught up in the busy rat race, the hustle and the bustle of life, we tend to forget who God is. We tend to forget the things that he has already given us once before. We put it on the shelf. We go ahead, we move on, we forget about it. But with this pandemic, it shut things down, and it put us in a place where we're able to really see who God is, if that's what you choose to do. Some people have used it because they're bored to just be on the phone or to just make other people's lives miserable or to just constantly lie on those that's been there for them or whatever to try to assassinate people's character. But no weapon formed against me, them, shall prosper, and every word that comes out of that person's mouth shall be condemned, because the Holy Spirit knocks it down. He knocks it down and lets you know you will not touch my anointing. You will not, your word shall not prosper, because that person has went before me. That person has accepted me as Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That person's really working and striving to make a difference in their life. That person might have came to me with shame, but I turned their shame into a glorious situation. So any and everything that comes up against them, they still gonna shine. I'm still going to get the glorification out of it, because they are my child. They are my heirs. They are my ambassadors. And that's what we all over this world need to be, in a place where you allow God, Jesus, to be your Savior. And how do you do that? You accept him. You let him know exactly that I am a sinner, that I choose you as my, I may not be saying the words right because I'm a person, I'm just who I am. I'm not going to get up and try to sit and say something that I wouldn't say. But I know that when I talk to him, that's exactly what I did. I just went back to let him know I confessed who I was. And then I asked him to forgive me and to make things, make me over, make me whole. Allow your Holy Spirit to just continue to pour into me where I will never, never be empty. And one thing about it, because I grew up and sometimes I say things that I don't supposed to say, the Holy Spirit quickens me right then and there and say, you weren't supposed to say that. And I love that. I love when I make errors, because I know that my errors will be corrected if I choose to correct it. Sometimes we sit and we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we just sit and ignore it, because that's not what we want to hear at that point in time. That's not what we want to do. We in a place where we're comfortable. We're in a place where the lifestyle that we're living overdo the lifestyle that God has for us. The way of living, you like the way that you're living instead of living in the way that God wants you to live, which is eternal way of living. But you prefer to live premature or live temporary fix, like a drug addict may have, a temporary fix at that time, whereas God can offer you a permanent fix, where you could be a permanent fixture in his kingdom, where you can live in mansions, where you can do the things, where you have the ability to cast out demons and spirits. I'm not telling you to go out there and do it, because that's something that you and the Holy Spirit have to deal with. Not telling you to go out there and try to be like nobody else. Pick, get on TV and see Juanita Bynum or somebody else, and you start practicing what they're doing. I'm telling you to understand and listen to the things that the Holy Spirit is telling you, that this is what you need to be doing right now, because the Holy Spirit is a builder. He builds us up. He receives us just as we are, but he builds you up. He builds your characters up, your character up. Your morals start to change. Your mindset starts to change. When you see your enemies, whereas before there was a problem, you're able to sit and now laugh because God protected you. Apostle, if you on, can you please help me out?
Amen. You know, it's enough said, you know, especially, you know, God bless everyone and good morning to you all over here, Eastern Standard Time, matter of fact. But it's enough said, you know, to really to have you focus with your life. I especially love that part when you open up, when she opening up, and basically Evangeline was saying that God doesn't chase after you in form as, you know, trying to get yourself together. And that's something that we really have to understand, people of God, that your life, you have to have that at an account yourself. All this stuff, all these things, all these spirituals and all the Holy Spirit and all that, that's something that you have to want and you have to be willing to let in. And one thing that I truly learned, in this walk, it's more of your actions than your words, than the words that you say. A person that has the actions is a very powerful individual, a very sincere individual, than a person that the words that comes out of mouth. I had to learn, you know, really early in my years of walking with the Lord, I had to learn that I had to switch some things around. Because when you're in church and you begin to get raised, you don't been taught a pattern of the words that you say. And the words that you say, absolutely, but the words that you say doesn't mean that it really have to speak for yourself. Somebody else could be speaking the words out of your mouth. Other words, you just imitating what somebody else put inside of you, but your language of your actions means something else. So, you know, your life that you live will speak for itself. I'm a firm believer of that, regardless of whatever is told about you. And, you know, we just got to understand that you are in control of your life. That's the bottom line. You are in control of your life as an individual, as a saint of God, as a person of God. You are controlling your life. You want the Holy Spirit to come in? You go have, you know, many people say, ask him to come in. Well, I found out that it's much more than that, you know, because you can ask somebody to come in, but that doesn't mean they really want to come in. And they're not going to come in because you asked them to come in. Amen? You know, you could go to somebody's house, especially what if they're a hoarder? And they got all kinds of stuff everywhere, pouring out the back door, front, side door, every door, you know, got bugs running all the way around. And they tell you, say, I want you to come on in. Let's have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. You know, I'm fixing something to eat right now. You come and get something to eat. You seeing all this filth everywhere, you know. Now, would you want to come in? I'll pause for a second. Okay. You know, so. You know, your actions may still speak louder than words. You know, you wouldn't want to come into something with all kinds of filth, even though the hospitality is great, it asking you to come in, pleading you to come in, but it's just filth everywhere, smelly everywhere, and they want you to come in and expecting for you to be comfortable because they got immune to it. And because they got immune to it, they really don't know the extent of the odor or the extent of the smell or the degree of the things that is going on. Well, that's the same thing in our life. You know, we can ask the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to come in all we want, but the extent of your life, amen, my God, needs to be cleaned up. You think the Holy Ghost want to come into something that is just filthy and somebody who Evangelist said, I love how she put it, and she put it in a way she said, well, you know, when the Holy Ghost corrected me or I get, you know, good correction come, you know, I love it because it helped me to redirect. That's somebody, and they, you know, we don't, that is not negative. that somebody doesn't mind that if it's something comes in my house and it's some dirt or something that doesn't look right or it's some odor that is coming in, I'm finna deal with it. I need to get some air freshener out. I need to get the mop or get a broom and sweep it out and get this stuff cleaned out because, no, I want to keep my house clean. That's what keeps the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. Understand that, people of God. It's not because, and I love how she was just getting realistic with you all, because it's not because you don't live a perfect life. I don't know anybody do. You can take me in through the Bible. Only person that I can say that really just lived one and ain't found no issues with them. But, you know, if we really want to look at it, well, Jesus Christ. But then again, you know, sometimes how he popped off to his mother, you know, that was a little kind of, it's almost like it was a little disrespectful, Jesus. Now, you need to calm that down. But, you know, you look at it, you know, everyone, but guess what? We deal with it. And that's the thing that you as saints of God, please understand that I'm not telling you that it's okay to practice. It's not okay to practice stuff. You know what you're doing. Clean up. Learn how to be a good clean up person in your life, then a good repenter. You know, we done been taught, the church done been taught to be good repenters, you know, but not a good clean upper. If you're a good clean upper, you don't have to worry about being so much a good repenter because you'll be dealing with your own life, your own cleaning up your own life and doing different things to keep different things out. That's repentance all by itself because repentance is a form of repentance. Repentance is turn and don't do it no more. So how are you going to do that without cleaning up? You know, you got to clean up. So remember that, amen. You know, it's good that we repent. I repent, Father, but why repent and you don't clean it up? All you're doing is just acknowledge, yeah, my house funky, it stinks, it don't smell good and all that. That's all you just did. You just acknowledge it, but you ain't doing nothing about it. And we got so many people that is in the body of Christ, you good repenters, but you are not good clean uppers. You know, you good repenters, you're a good acknowledger, you good seeing it, you identify it. But you're not a good clean-upper. And that's the Holy Ghost to dwell in. And that's where the Lord can stay in you. It's not because, oh, God ain't choosing me. No. The Lord want to stay inside of you. The Holy Spirit want to stay there. But you got to be a good person, know how to clean up. Because it's not going to dwell. What does Scripture declare? It's not going to dwell in an unclean place. Y'all hear me this morning. It's not going to dwell in an unclean place. And it's not going to get up and clean up your house for you. It will acknowledge that you got some things need to get straightened out here. And after a while, you don't deal with it. It will go on the outside because you want to deal with mess. Amen? So we got to understand that. That's all I really want to share this morning. Let's be individuals that's other than being good repenters, let's be good clean uppers. And let's be individuals that focus more on our life than try to focus on somebody else's life. Because I don't know where this body of Christ get this, I want to be a therapist from. All of a sudden, everybody a therapist, and therapist in somebody else's life. You know, you just coming over the side, now you want to, you know, be a therapist and all this kind of stuff. Baby, get your own life in order. You know, before we could try to help somebody else out, you just setting yourself up for the enemy can make you look like what you're saying and your words don't even must mean anything. So let's be good therapists to ourselves. Be a good therapist to our family. Be a good therapist to our spouses. Be a good therapist to our children. Be a good therapist to the things that God done blessed us in our life first. The Lord do what he got to do. Amen. And let's take accountability and actions of our own life. And remember, like she opened it up with, the Lord ain't going to be chasing after you with all that nonsense. The Lord ain't going to be chasing after you with your wrongness and all that. Matter of fact, the Lord don't got time for that. When we deal with God, he don't got time for that. He said, you know, sin is thinking is not you. A lie will not tarry in sight. Now, when we deal with God, now we got a whole nother ballgame. He don't got time for all that nonsense. Amen. So let's take accountability, clean up your own life, clean up your own act. Let's be more of good spiritual cleansers in our own life other than good talkers or developing a spiritual gift or gab. And we really, only person that is believing what we are saying is ourselves. That's it. Ain't nothing else is believing what we're saying but ourselves. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And thank you, Apostle. As we always do, we're getting ready to end this week. I feel we had a very powerful week, and I know that God actually smiled down on each and every segment, because he was definitely in the midst. The Holy Spirit was filled. The apostle was filled with the Holy Spirit. He allowed the Spirit to talk through him, and everybody should have received something that they could have applied in their life, so we won't be the same. As we always do, we let you know that we love you. We thank you for breaking the bread of life and the living water with us Monday through Friday, but we do not want to just leave it there. We're also extending a welcome out. We're cordially inviting you to our Sunday worship hour as well, where you will come there and you will meet the Holy Spirit there, ready to receive you just as you are and take you on your own experience. So again, 10:45, sign in, because there are so many people trying to get on the line. We do not want you to miss anything, and join us on Sunday. And after Sunday, we'll be right back on Monday morning with a new dawning, a new day, a new word, allowing God to just be in the midst of you and I. So we leave you, and we ask you to have a very, very good weekend. Do not stay in the same place. Move and know that you're moving with God by your side. So we say, peace be with you. See you on Sunday. Be there or be square. Have a great one.
Forever will be summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their course.